you are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode. One of the questions that I really wanted to ask you, because of what's going on in the world with this whole pandemic and COVID, is I was thinking, as I was like brushing my teeth or whatever this morning, I was thinking there's a ton of, if my audience could ask you one thing, probably would be around the fact that the world changed this year. A lot of people's lives were uprooted. They lost their businesses, their jobs, whatever. And then I thought, you know, Ant's probably, well, for sure have been in situations where you felt like, whether it's on the battlefield or whatever, that this was a fight that, where the odds were against you.
Yeah.
And in those moments, there's winners and losers. And you know, you always talk about mindset. What is the mindset that people need in these moments where the odds don't look like they're very much in their favor, that you've seen from the battlefield, where you've emerged victorious because, you know, you didn't indulge in victimhood or whatever, and you yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it 100% makes sense. For me, it hasn't. It's about embracing change. You know, majority of people, they live their life on autopilot, or they live in the void, I call it, where everything around them is changing. You know, the world is constantly changing. Everything around us is constantly changing, whether it's, you know, climate control, whether it's, you know, in the way that we think, the way that we're evolving, the way that the world is going, the way that animals are evolving, the way that the sea is encroaching or you know, decreasing, whatever it may be. Everything is changing around us, and we are designed to change with it. So what we're actually doing is we're actually going against the grain when we become complacent, when we get comfortable, when we get into one sort of situation and we stay in that situation. We're working in the opposite way that the world should be evolving. We should be constantly changing. We should be constantly evolving. We should be constantly moving forward. You know, look at my career. I've gone from the army to the Marines, to the special forces, to the media, to books, to authors, to literacy, to business. It's like, I love change. I love being put in a situation where I'm literally chucked in the deep end with dive boots on and I have to tread water. I love that because it's so challenging and it's so stimulating that you're forced to change. You're forced to think of something different. You're forced to do something differently. You're forced to change the way that you approach something because you've been put in a situation where it's been forced upon you. But when it's not forced upon you, which the world does, it forces it upon us. But when it's not forced upon you, when you get comfortable, then you fall into this void, you fall into this complacency, you fall into not moving along with the world.
But are those your demons again? Because I'm thinking the reason why Ant loves to be chucked into the water with his dive boots on is because you relish challenge. And this maybe links to the victimhood point and a general problem in culture and society where people like comfort. Cotton wool.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being brought up now with cotton wool.
We're not designed to be comfortable. We're not designed to have cotton wool strapped around us. It's society. It's the restraints and the shackles of society that is forcing us to be like this. It's not who we are. Look how far we've come. You know, look at just through history, how far we've come. And I feel like that we're actually devolving now. I actually feel that we've got to a point where we're going backwards, where, you know,
used to be survival of the fittest.
Yeah. You could push a rock in front of your cave, you know what I mean? To survive, you know, used to be at the top of the food chain. You know, it's, we're not designed to be comfortable. We're not designed to be wrapped up in cotton wool. We're not designed to be shackled down. And that's why there's so many problems in the world right now, is because of these shackles, is because of these chains, is because of the restraints that society is putting on us. It's forcing us into mental illness. It's forcing us to act in ways that we're not designed to act in. It's forcing us to switch off to the most powerful tool that the universe, that's in the universe, your minds. We're forced to just put it on fucking dormant. You know, that be a, it's, we're going against the grain of what we're supposed to do, of who we're supposed to be, on how we're supposed to act and how we're supposed to evolve. So when you've got this going round like this, and then this stops, there's this synchronicity that's not working in partnership with each other. You know, without us on this planet wouldn't be as evolved as it was. Without the planet, then we wouldn't be evolved as it was. You know, and what's actually happening is you've got these two forces that are grinding against each other rather than working together with each other in synchronicity.
I was reading this crazy thing the other day, and I think I've talked about this maybe once before, but it shows that the life expectancy in the UK and the US fell for 2 years in a row. I think it was like last year or the year before, whatever, for the first time ever. And they look at the numbers as to why the life expectancy has fallen for the first time ever. And it's because of like the opioid crisis, people who are getting addicted to drugs. And then they say, so why are people getting more and more addicted to drugs? And they say, well, because they're lacking meaning in their life. And when people lack meaning, the science has shown, whether you do it to animals, you take away their meaning. I talked, I think, in the last podcast, and I'd hate to repeat myself, but I also don't care about these rats. And I fucking, because the right about my book, I'm so fascinated by it. They put a rat in a cage and take away everything from it, and they give it the option of drinking heroin water or normal water. It becomes a drug addict. They then introduce a partner, some stimulation, some running wheel, some other things, and they give it heroin water or normal water, and it doesn't choose the heroin water. It doesn't become a drug addict. Just by inserting meaning into its life, it avoids the heroin. And then you think, okay, so what's going on in society? You think, well, people are lacking challenge and meaning because we're trying to create a culture maybe where challenge and meaning are a bad thing. And that's actually having an adverse effect, because as you say very eloquently, like, that's not who we are.
Do you know what? I love how you just put that, Steve, because you've just put my thoughts into a scientific form. Because again, I'm not an intellect, I'm not a bookworm. You know, it's like I have psychiatrists come up to me and go, where did you study, Ant? But no, honestly, what books did you and I'm like, no, this is all, every single little ounce of me is through life experience. I come from the University of Life. You know, and what I've just said there, it's strange that, and that's why I love talking to people like yourself, because I've put that as in how I'm thinking. I haven't read anything from a book, and you've just put it into a whole sort of scientific, and it's like, that's exactly that. It's exactly what I've just said, and you've just put it into something that's been proven. And that's the way that I think, that's the way that I perceive life.
You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems, because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things, like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode. You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky. And it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode.